The weekend is just hours away. If you decide you want to see a movie, here to help you decide which to see is Slate's Ben Williams. Ben brings our regular segment, Summary Judgment, a weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new releases.
Our first movie this week is the Toga and Sandals blockbuster Troy, starring Brad Pitt as Achilles, who storms Troy in order to recover the beautiful Helen.
Look at the men's faces. You can save hundreds of them. You can end this war with a swing of your sword.
Imagine a king who fights his own battles. Wouldn't that be a sight?
Critics drool all over Brad Pitt's sculpted muscles in Troy. His buffed-up, solo-flexed body is already a statue just waiting to be bronzed, sighs the Miami Herald, and his oft-displayed buttocks are heroic, coos Entertainment Weekly. But it's when he opens his mouth that many critics rebel. The Philadelphia Inquirer says he sounds like a surfer dude trolling the Aegean for the perfect wave. Fans of the movie like its exhilarating battle scenes, which are very much in Homer's mournfully celebratory spirit, according to The New Yorker. Detractors think it's empty and overblown. This is a fairly routine action picture with an advanced case of grandeuritis, says New York Magazine. Next up is Breaking All the Rules, starring Jamie Foxx as a magazine editor who writes a how-to book on breaking up, setting off a series of romantic entanglements.
All I'm saying is that one day a girl's gonna dump you before you get a chance to dump her. It's gonna have you very Eric Benet. Sensitive.
Don't jinx me.
I'm not jinxing you. She's gonna be unresponsive. She's gonna hide things from you. And next thing you know, she's gonna give you those fatal words, E. Baby, I think we need to talk.
Jamie Foxx probably hasn't been compared to Cary Grant too many times before, but the New York Times claims his deft touch and saucy bounce in this romantic comedy is just that good. The Times isn't alone, either. Entertainment Weekly agrees that Fox rules the screen with his peppy ferocity. Unfortunately, the script is bad enough to turn most critics against the movie. TV Guide says Breaking All the Rules not only fails to break the rules, but it follows them to the letter. And The Onion adds, it's hard to distinguish the film from any number of UPN sitcoms. Finally, we have the limited release film Coffee and Cigarettes from director Jim Jarmusch. It features the likes of Iggy Pop, Bill Murray, and Cate Blanchett making small talk over smoke and drink.
I know a guy. Freezes coffee. Puts sticks in it. Has himself a coffee popsicle. Calf pop.
A calf pop.
Damn. That don't sound too good, Bill Murray.
It's not flu or anything. It's just smoker's cough.
Critics are mostly addicted to coffee and cigarettes. Its 11 short vignettes add up to a feast that plays like a haunting concept album, raves Rolling Stone. Some of the tracks are stronger than others, qualifies the New York Times, but the magic lies in the echoes and unexpected harmonies between the selections. Binding everything together are Jarmusch's sly sense of visual structure, says LA Weekly, and what New York calls his playful hangdog absurdism. Still, not everyone is buzzed. The Village Voice yawns at the film's slow, honky-tonk thud beat, only intermittently punctuated by a joke or idea.
Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for Slate.